clean-up operations are underway in the southern and eastern parts of the Czech Republic, which were hit by heavy floods in the past few days. Although water levels are now receding around the country, the danger is far from over, with meteorologists predicting more heavy rain into the week. Daniela Lazarova has been following developments and joins me now in the studio. So Daniela, firstly, what's the situation right now?
Well, Rosie, it's been a dramatic weekend with the floods spreading to the southern parts of the Czech Republic, though southern Bohemia was not as hard hit as the regions in the east, that is in Moravia. Even so, these floods have taken a heavy toll, 13 dead, hundreds evacuated and billions of crowns in damages. We've seen collapsed houses, destroyed roads and people in a state of utter desperation. Now, the Czech Republic has seen frequent flooding in recent years, but what's unusual about these floods is the speed with which they struck. Towns and villages were hit with practically no advance warning, which explains the death toll, 13 people dead. There were and still are 750 firefighters and 1,000 soldiers helping in the field. And in many cases, we're told they saved lives at the 11th hour, smashing windows to bring old people out of houses and even families with children who failed to hear the sirens in the middle of the night. So without their help, things could have been a lot worse.
But can we hope that we're now past the worst of it?
Well, we can't be sure. More torrential rain is predicted up until Wednesday and a flood alert remains in place. In fact, flood barriers are now being installed along the Vltava River in Prague, although there is no immediate danger. But it's hard to say really where the floods may hit next. The ground is no longer soaking up any water. Rivers are swollen and all it takes is just 2 to 3 hours of heavy rain to start a new flood. Some of the towns that have been flooded don't even have a stream. So, of course, right now people are watching the skies with great concern and piling up sandbags to try to protect their property from further damage.
OK, despite the remaining threat, it seems like a clean-up operation is already underway. Do we have any indication of the amount of damage that's been caused?
Well, it's early days. We've heard a preliminary estimate of over 5 billion crowns, but it could be much higher. Right now, there are insurance companies out there doing their work. Houses are being slated for demolition, so we'll have to wait and see. In any case, there has been a huge wave of public solidarity. People are making donations. They're giving both financial and material assistance. The government has earmarked 99 million crowns in emergency aid. That's more than $5 million. And it said it's ready to increase the state deficit in order to deal with the effects of the floods. There have even been offers of assistance from Slovakia and Hungary, which were gratefully declined. The authorities say that they do have things under control for the time being, but let's just hope that we really have seen the worst of it.
Yep, let's indeed hope so. Daniela Lazarova, thank you very much, and we'll let you